Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are not intended to provide healthcare advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Views expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of the Angel Radio Network or its staff. Enlightening the world, one radio show at a time. You're listening to the Angel Radio Network. And now, here's your host.
And hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm April Reynolds, your host here today for April and the Angels radio show here on the Angel Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me this Monday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Today is Monday, June 16th, 2014, and I'm here every Monday at this time, and I hope that you'll remember and come back and listen to me next week as well. So today I have a fantastic guest. I had the honor and privilege of having coffee with him last week. He is an author of a book that I have been reading for quite some time, and I know he has a huge amount of fans that are probably listening to us tonight, or they'll be listening on the archive. And so I just want to bring him on because we're going to have a really full show because we're going to have some great conversation. But what I want to also tell you is if you are a fan of Jack Armstrong and Lessons from the Source, maybe you're reading that book or you've seen him on Facebook or Twitter, and you have a question for him, the number to call is 714-242-5256, 714-242-5256, and please press the number 1, and I will be sure and check in on you and see what your question is. So let me introduce him. For more than 35 years, Jack Armstrong has been receiving and transcribing spiritual wisdom through a form of channeling called inner dictation, the same phenomenon through which A Course in Miracles was received. His highly acclaimed book, Lessons from the Source, is bursting at the seams with concise, easy-to-read, easy-to-understand presentations of profound spiritual principles that offer a unique and helpful perspective on life's journey. And so, Jack Armstrong, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friend. It's great to be here, and it was fun getting to know you in person the other day.
Yes, it was so fun. We had coffee it was really a fun couple of hours. It just flew by for you and I, sitting there talking and having coffee. It was just really delightful. You're just oozing all this inspiration and spirituality. I just love it.
Well, you do the same, and I think, you know, so many people probably listening to this do the same too, and we all are connected, and we all have so much to tell and so much to learn.
Well, thank you for that. I just want to tell people that, your book is just a phenomenon, and it is called Lessons from the Source. And give us a brief synopsis of this book for us, Jack.
Brief is not possible, April.
okay, we have a little time.
the Lessons from the Source is a collection of teachings about life and about spirituality that you said I'm the author of the book, and I always put author in quotes, you know, because they're not my words, but 35 years ago, more than 35 years ago, I started writing out stuff that wasn't coming from my human brain. And for decades, I really didn't even know it was happening, but fortunately, I kept all of it. And I knew that at some point I was supposed to be sharing that wisdom, but I didn't know what was happening. I didn't even tell people that this was going on. But in 2008, I finally shared some of it for the first time. And it offers I think there's basically one set of spiritual truths with an infinite number of different interpretations, all of which will resonate with somebody. And what is unique about this particular set of interpretations, which again didn't come from me, is that they're very clear and concise and easy to understand, and they use everyday language. They use analogies. Someone said early on that that reading and experiencing lessons from the source is like having a personal one-on-one coaching session with God. And that sort of captures it. It's the feel is of a wise friend and mentor, and it's not judgmental, and it's, you know, it's a beautiful expression of truth that I still honestly am in awe of. But yeah. it's what's in that book came through during a 3-month period at the end of 1995, and I have been having this experience, which is a form of channeling, and it is inner dictation. That was pointed out to me by a gentleman who helped me with the book, and at one point I was communicating with him, and I said, I sent him a draft, and I said, I'm experiencing a unique form of communication that blah, blah, blah. And he wrote back. He says, not unique at all. He said, it's people have been doing this for centuries, and get this book. And the book was out of print, but it was With the Tongues of Men and Angels, a Study of Channeling. And it was a scholarly study of channeling. I knew nothing about channeling. You know, I didn't know what this was. And he gave many, many, many examples of different ways in which people channel stuff. And I came to this one section called Inner Dictation. And it was exactly what I had been experiencing. And I thought, how validating is this? It's real, you know. But I've been doing this for more than 35 years, and what's in the book is from a 3-month period, and there's hundreds of thousands of words of other material that I've never shared with anyone, and I'm starting to do that now, and that's the way I want to spend the rest of my life, really, is sharing these other incredible teachings that I've kind of been sitting on all these years.
Yeah, so actually you have more lessons from the source as well on Amazon and Nook and Kindle, right?
Yeah, that was a little ebook that I did a number of years ago that just has some other examples. That was the first time I ever shared anything other than what was in the book. And
awesome. tell us.
And as of today, I've been really wanting to share some of this other information. And ever since the book came out, people have been asking me about this process and saying, you know, what's it like? What's it feel like? And one of the real blessings of sort of coming out of the closet about the fact that I had been doing this was the number of people who contacted me and said, thank you for going public with this, because I've been having similar experiences and I've never told anybody either, and I've hid them under the bed. And clearly a lot of people are experiencing phenomena like this. So I have just completed a new ebook, and it's called From the Source, An Introduction to Channeling. And in that book, I describe my own experiences with this process. I went back through the writings and found a number of places where Source in the writings over the years has talked about the process, and I've included those, and I have a number of really practical suggestions for people who are interested in playing around may not be the right term, but maybe it is, but exploring this. And it's all available in this new ebook, which is now, as of today, available on Kindle, and it's available on Nook. And if you go to my website, lessonsfromthesource.com, and click on the Buy the Book page and scroll all the way down, you'll find links to both of those. But I'm really excited about this, and it both is my attempt to answer some of those questions that I've been getting over the years, but also it's a first step in sharing some of this wonderful material that just has been coming through over all these years. And I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, and I think that's well-founded, because you have so many fans, and this book is just full of gems of wisdom. And I really cannot put it down. I love each and every opportunity to sit down and put my feet up and just look at this. And I don't know. It just really does beg a question, though, for me. And as we were having coffee last week and having a chance to just sit and look at and get to visit each other and look at all the people around us, it just kind of clued into me that why do you think that you were chosen to be this person to receive this information?
I honestly don't have a clue, and I've asked myself that many times over the years. One of the things that begins to explain it to me, and I go into it into this from the source and introduction to channeling, one of the key factors in for me in being able to make this happen is just being able to get out of the way and trust and allow and don't question the wording that's coming through. You just have to go with it. And one of the, and this may be just a partial answer to your question, but one mm-hmm. of the ways that my brain works, which is unique, maybe, I don't know, I don't remember concepts very well. I remember names and times and places and smells and song lyrics and everything from years and years and years ago, but it's really hard for me to remember concepts, including concepts in books or in movies or whatever. And I'm thinking that perhaps that the fact that that's one of the ways my brain works, I don't even remember from sentence to sentence when this is coming through, I don't remember mm-hmm. what I've written. And when I'm done mm-hmm. with a session, it's gone. I don't know what I've written. And I'll go back later and read it. But maybe the fact that my mind doesn't really grab a hold of concepts and think about them a lot is one of the reasons. I'm also, you know, communication is one of my passions. But
yeah.
I honestly don't have an answer to that. And I'm grateful. I give thanks that for whatever reason I was chosen. I'm in awe of the
mm-hmm.
fact. It continues to happen and probably will as long as I'm here. And I don't have that answer, but, you know, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, but it's just so curious for me, you know. You know, I have also, I love that you have come out of the spiritual closet about interdictation because as I was discussing with you last week, I also have experienced this and had no way of identifying it. And yes, of course, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm crazy. You know, I'm hearing, not hearing, I don't hear, but it's like you say, it's sort of like a mental hearing. Is that what you,
mm-hmm.
how you describe it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't really hear a voice, but you have information to put down on paper.
But there are thoughts that come through either as, usually as sentences. And I just, quote, hear, think, whatever, that sentence, and I'll write it down. And then they just keep coming and coming and coming. And again, I cannot stop to judge that. I just need to, I write down, and I do it longhand. I know a lot of people probably do it on the computer, but I'm an older guy and I've always done it this way. But it comes so fast that I don't have mm-hmm. time to think about it, and my mind doesn't remember it anyway. But in the back, there's an appendix in this new ebook from the mm-hmm. Source and Introduction to Channeling that is, mm-hmm. from my perspective, the most classic example for me of just trusting and getting out of the way and allowing. And I don't remember mm-hmm. with a date when this happened, but I sat down to write, and I'll just mm-hmm. know when it's time to write. I don't, you know, I don't go into a meditative state. I'm not in a trance or anything. I'll get the nudge. It's time to write, and I'll sit down. And the first thing that came through was peanut butter. And I,
yeah.
you know, my conscious mind was saying, yeah, right, you're making this up. But I just, again, I have to get that conscious mind, put it aside, and allow. And this magnificent thing about creativity and peanuts and peanut butter came through, and I've put it at the end as an appendix to this book, because I'm still in awe of that. But it's just it's beautiful, and it's worth the this book is $4.95 on Kindle and Nook, and I think it's for some people it'll be worth the $5 just to be able to read that piece.
Oh yeah,
but it's about letting go and trusting and allowing and not interfering, and that's not always easy to do.
Yeah, I'm looking at the story right now. It's the peanut butter story, and it's in the new book from The Source, An Introduction to Channeling, available now on Kindle and Nook, or they can get it from your website, lessonsfromthesource.com. I know people are going, where do I get this? So it's the peanut butter story, and it's a great story, Jack. This really...
call it a story.
Terrible.
Again, none of these are stories, but folks will have to read it, but it's just about in the other ebook you mentioned, More Lessons from the Source, which I did a number of years ago, there's one about cooking, and it started out, today we'll talk about cooking. And I thought, huh? You know, but again, that was this beautiful thing about creativity, but I had to just let go and trust. Okay, today we'll talk about cooking. What's the next sentence? And I am certain that there are people out there listening who have, similar experiences with whether it's inner dictation or automatic writing or whatever, who have had that same sort of need to just let go and trust and allow, and magic happens.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, of course. I mean, I talk all the time about taking leaps of faith. I know I mentioned that to you. Taking leaps of faith has just sort of been the theme of the year for me. I made this ginormous move from South Carolina to Portland, Oregon, and it's just crazy. Huge, enormous leaps of faith. So trusting, maybe that's perhaps at the basis of all of this, is just to teach us to slow down and listen and just maybe just trust the process.
That's the lesson in life, I think, for all of us. It's about letting go of our human mind's need to be in control and understand things and figure things out and make things happen. I still struggle with that every day. I mean, I've come to believe that that's our ultimate lesson. And when I look back over more than 35 years worth of these writings, that's a pretty consistent theme. And, we're here to remind you of that again. And but that's... we all, I believe, have similar challenges and struggles and issues of faith. And for me, one of the beautiful things about these writings is that the material is very gentle and reassuring and patient and saying, you already know this. You just need to remember it again. And here's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm so blessed to have been the recipient of this and to continue to be.
Yeah, I think it's just really great little reminders of how to just take life step by step, and these very wise wisdom gems of wisdom are coming through in your book, Lessons from the Source. There was a situation where in my blog on aprilreynolds.com, and I'm not quite sure where I've almost forgotten it, but I had a conversation with my soul, and I didn't realize that I was doing inner dictation at the time. But this really helps me to feel better, honestly, that you can identify it and explain to me. And I literally just downloaded your book from the source, Introduction to Channeling. I can't, you know, I have read it because the one that you sent me, but I want to have this on my Kindle as well. So how do we know that we're not making it up and this is true information that we're receiving from a higher source?
That's a really good question. And one answer that I feel pretty confident about is the nature of the material that we're getting. If it's critical, if it's negative, if it's judgmental, if it's, you know, pushing our buttons, I personally doubt that that's coming from, you know, God or Source or the universe or whatever term you want to use. And I've said so often that the identification of where this information is coming from really is less important than the nature of the material itself. And, you know, there are thousands, millions perhaps of people who either are or have been, quote, channeling wisdom information from other places. And in some places it's clearly identified. Esther Hicks channels Abraham. You know, I'm blanking on others.
Well, there are many, you know, churches that have claimed to have been receiving information from God. And it sort of does make me wonder now at this point, you know. Maybe they're, you know, you described, one of the things we talked about was religion, and you described, well, maybe you should tell that, the multifaceted diamond. Do you want to maybe tell that story?
Yeah, well, it's not a story again. It's just it occurred to me a number of years ago, and it does go to religions and all these different interpretations. I think there is basically, you know, there's one set of spiritual truths, and I wouldn't even begin to try to tell you what they are at the moment, but they are interpreted in an infinite number of ways, and I've often said it's kind of like having this giant diamond with an infinite number of facets to it, and you can look in any of the facets and you get a slightly different perspective, but it's still a diamond, but you can see it in a lot of different ways. And I think that religions, teachers, writings, what have you, over the centuries, have been interpretations in one way or another of those truths. Some of them, to me, are pretty phenomenal in not a positive way. And I'll say to myself, how can people buy into that interpretation? But then I'll step back and say, well, it's an interpretation that resonates with them. And each interpretation of truth resonates with somebody. And if it does, and if it brings you joy and peace and love, blessings to you. You know, who am I to make a judgment on somebody else's interpretation? I'll just stop there. But I think to some extent they're all based in the same concepts, but the interpretations can vary pretty widely.
I really agree, and I love how you put that as a diamond with many facets, and yet even though you look at a different facet and you see a different perspective, it's still a diamond. And I think that's really true because, you know, I have explained, I come from a Mormon background. I'm no longer a Mormon. But, you know, I always believed that there was some truth to that religion and not as much as they would claim to have. But I think that it goes hand in hand with many of people and religions who claim to have conversation with God, higher source, whatever you want to call it, and preach their gospel how, you know, and this based on their truth, and there are people that buy into that. We all, to a certain degree, buy into one thing or another, whether it's a religion or, you know, just a way of life or, you know, Amway or something. I mean, it's just anything, because that appeals to us, that perspective resonates with us. So I guess we have to always be listening to what our higher source is telling us and to really take that opportunity to pay attention.
Yeah, it's unfortunate to me that some individuals and some religions get to a point where they totally believe that their interpretation or the one that's been taught to them is the only appropriate one. And mm-hmm. But again, if that gives them comfort, bless them. I don't preach the stuff that I've received at all. And I still, as I said earlier, you know, I still struggle with life just like everybody else. But I've been given this gift with this enormous set of writings, which I'll be sharing more of. But I don't see myself as a guru saying, here is what is truth. I'm just saying, you know, this has been given to me. It's really been enormously helpful to me in so many ways, and I want to share it with other people for whom it can be mm-hmm. helpful too.
Yeah. I love that you are dedicated to that. You're just so focused and dedicated to spreading that information, sharing that information with others and through your books and even just having coffee with you was so fulfilling. I literally walked away from that experience so much lighter and happier and more joy-filled than I had been in a long time.
Wow.
It's really nice. Yeah.
Very gratifying to hear that. Thank you.
I should have followed up with you, but it was a busy week. But I literally was like, oh, it was just like, you know, that old commercial, the pause that refreshes.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so refreshed after our 2-hour little conversation over coffee. It was just
wonderful.
So great. So I hope that you'll be doing some speaking in the area. You know, I'm kind of after you to do that. You could go on a world tour as well.
Well, the world tour won't be coming up immediately, but we'll see what happens.
That's right, but stay tuned, folks, because you never know. I might get them out there talking to you, or you might be able to do something online sometime soon. I actually looked up my own blog. This might be a little self-indulgent here, but what's the date of my blog? March 21st, 2014, I had a conversation with my soul, and I remember when I was doing, you know, dictation, you know, I was just listening and then typing as I go, and I remember thinking, this is a little nuts, you know, that maybe I was making it up or something, but I literally could hear, you know, what to say, like I was having a conversation with my soul. So I don't know. I mean, can anybody do this? Or maybe there's other people out there that are in the closet like me that, you know, need to come out of the spiritual closet and claim their, you know, inner dictation.
Well, that's one of the reasons I did this new ebook, Introduction to Channeling. I make several points sort of in the middle of the book. And one is, I'm fascinated by creativity in general. And I see creativity, I sort of define it in my mind, is a human being allowing something that never before existed in physical form to come through him or her and out into the world in physical form. And that can be music, art, design, whatever. I think that this type of writing is a form of creativity. And we all have access to stuff that's out there. It may, you know, I don't know that everyone can do interdictation. There are other forms of channeling. You know, there's automatic writing where your hand moves of its own volition. You know, some
yes.
people do hear voices, but maybe that's not the gift that a certain individual has. Maybe the gift is musical. And I mean, look at Mozart and simply having access and allowing something that never before existed to come through into the world. It could be designing a birdhouse, you know. It doesn't matter. We all have access to creativity of some kind. We all have access to guidance. And this is a form of guidance. But I quote in the ebook, you know, source saying, yeah, you can get it this way, but you can also just as easily get guidance about your own personal life and so on. We all have access to that. And there's no right or wrong. You know, the people who have been experiencing some sort of access to source, it could be an infinite variety of forms, just like the facets in the diamond. And again, as I've begun saying to so many people in so many different situations, it doesn't matter, you know? It doesn't matter if you can do this or something else or whatever. Just allow. And at the back of the book, I've offered a series of suggestions for people who are interested in this of ways they might explore, but not to get attached to a specific outcome, because you might just really be surprised by what comes through. And if nothing comes through, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. So just like allowing the creative expression to come through regardless in any way that comes out, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't draw, you know. I don't know how to write music. But for whatever reason, I think stuff comes through. I think we all come into the world with gifts. And those gifts, those talents are with us from the very moment we arrive in physical form. And my feeling is, and again, I don't know, I'm just speculating, but that creativity flows through us according to the gifts that we've been given. And as I've said before, communication and words and everything are one of my gifts. And, you know, maybe that's one of the reasons I was chosen. Maybe it's because I can't remember what I've written. But we have the access, but I think it's based on the gifts that we came in with. And it may, some people who would love to do this kind of channeling, it might not be their thing, you know, and that's fine. But stay open to whatever's there. Stay open to what might want to come through.
Mm-hmm. What do you believe is the best way to listen?
Well, again, there's. It's interesting. I got an email several weeks ago from a gentleman who told me about, and he does similar kinds of writing, and he went into his whole procedure for doing that. And it was step by step. I do this, you know, and then I meditate, and then I do this, and blah blah blah. And I just kind of get the inner nudge, go sit down with your notebook, and it happens. And I do make suggestions in the back about, you know, find a quiet place to do this. You know, don't try to force anything. Be open to whatever might happen. But again, it's an individual thing. I'm just still trying to figure this all out myself. But offering, you know, my perspective and suggestions on it. But each of us has access, and it comes in a different way.
And just before we went on the air, I was doing a little meditative prayer thing that I like to do you know, and I don't know, I kind of get the feeling that you are similar in this respect, where you allow yourself to be used as an instrument for the greater good. And I'm just wondering if that's the case with you, because you've got such dedication to sharing this information, and I feel the same way. I feel that way about this radio show and about the books that I write, which is just to help people to feel better about themselves and to be open to the process and to learn from my mistakes, your mistakes. You know, let us, you know, I teach what I need to learn. So I'm always teaching about happiness and law of attraction and leaps of faith, because I struggle so much with all of those things. So can you relate to any of that?
Yeah, I think for me, a big part of the motivation is just embarrassment at having sat on. I did a count of, I get a word count. For over the years, I knew this was important, and I typed it all up, but again, never showed it to anybody. And I did a word count, last year sometime, of all the stuff that's come through, and it was something like 360,000 words. And I thought, wonder how many words there are in the New Testament. And it was like 180,000 words. And I thought, I've just been, I mentioned in the book, in Lessons from the Source, I think back on Jesus' parable of the talents. And the master gave talents, which were a term for coins, but an interesting terminology, to three different people. And two of them went out and made good use of them, and the other buried his. And he was called a wicked and lazy servant or something. That's me, you know. I was given all this stuff, and I buried it. I didn't even pay attention to it. You know, I didn't read it. I ignored it. I didn't tell anybody about it. And yet here's this gold mine of material that is beautiful. And I was that, you know, wicked and lazy servant, because I was sitting on this treasure chest and buried it. And so now I'm, you know, in the autumn of my years, shall we say, feeling like, well, shoot, I need to start getting it out there, because it can really be helpful to people. So that, honestly, April, is part of my motivation at this point in my journey.
Really? Just embarrassment? And it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. I mean, it is magnificent stuff. And people, you know, over the last 6 years since I published the book, have told me over and over again about how the teachings and lessons from the Source have affected their lives. And, I mean, I've got a friend who, every time she calls or emails, she'll say, "Now, Jack, you know, Lessons from the Source is my Bible. I read it every day. I keep it right by my bed," and blah, blah, blah. And there's so much more, you know? And I want to get it out there.
Yeah. It could easily be a Bible because of sorts is what I meant to say, but it comes out of Source. Because it is just chock full of great little nuggets of wisdom and peaceful answers, and I don't know. I just love this book. So tell us, this was during a consecutive three-month consecutive time in 1995 that you wrote every single day. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the only time in my life that I've written every day, and I explain that in the book. I was going through a rough period, and you know, there's a second appendix in the back of From the Source, an Introduction to Channeling, which is just sort of my spiritual quest. And people have asked about, you know, how my spiritual journey evolved, and I talk about it in there. But I was having a tough go of it. I mean, I explored different churches and teachers and books and all kind of stuff, but it was a tough moment in my life, and there have been a lot of them. And I had not, I, I explain in this new ebook the sort of the progression of how it happened with me. The first time it happened, and then 2 years later, the next time it happened, and then there was a period of, 13 years leading up to this period in 1995, where averaged, 3 or 4 times a year, maybe. But I bought Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, and her concept about morning pages. And it says, just get up and write 3 pages every morning, whatever comes to your mind. I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll do that. And it had been 7 months since the last time I had had this experience. And I quote the first paragraph from what came through that day, and it was like, well, you've done this before. Why don't you start doing it? And her thing was write every day. And I did for the rest of that year. And it was during that period of time that this material began being referred to as lessons. And in fact, and I say it in there, I'm going to pull the book out. After that introductory paragraph, the next thing that came through, and it was from those 3 months at the end of 1995 that everything in the book came from. And there's a lot of other stuff that wasn't included in the book. But after that first paragraph, on the first day, this paragraph that I'm going to read that's on page 24 of Lessons from the Source came through verbatim. Nothing had happened for 7 months. It says, you are so near and yet so far. When you have a higher perspective, you will see and understand clearly that your good, which seems so far away from you, is always close at hand, closer than you could ever imagine. You can reach out and touch it in spirit and bring it into the material world so easily if only you can believe. It is there at your beck and call. You must accept the reality, and it is the ultimate reality, that you have ultimate and complete power over what happens to you on the physical plane. Reject the illusion of helplessness, of lack, of all this being out of your control. Through your faith and right action, your good can come to you in an instant and keep multiplying. You control your own destiny. You are part of infinite goodness. That verbatim was the second paragraph on the first day after 7 months of not having written that came through.
No.
And the whole, and I did write every day, and amazing stuff.
That gives me chills. I can't even believe you sat on this.
Yep.
I'm so glad you're sharing it with us now, because this is phenomenal. Fantastic.
Well, if people have not read Lessons from the Source, I would encourage them to do so. It still gives me chills too, and I still read it, and I'll pick it up and read a passage and get a new perspective on it, and get a reminder that but that it just started after the first paragraph. It just started cranking this stuff out, and it's an amazing, wonderful, awe-inspiring process, April.
Yeah, I mean, I always recognize truth, the feelings that I have, and I am right now. I'm just about to burst into tears because I feel very emotional now, and that's what happens when I recognize truth and when I hear it, and I'm just skimming your book and looking at the, divine order, and I love what this
just
says.
Just open it someplace and read a passage and see what it says.
That's the thing. You can open it anywhere, and it totally applies to whatever you're doing at this moment.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you just open it someplace?
Well, I did.
And
I opened a divine order, and it says, just as the sun rises each morning and your bodily systems function without conscious effort and leaves leaves appear from nowhere in the spring, you are carrying out the divine plan for your life, and your good will unfold for you as it should at the appropriate moment. Relax in your knowledge of this certainty. Wow. I mean, that's words to live by. I could read this every day and have a different interpretation. It gives me a complete feeling of peace. What a gift, Jack.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Wow.
And like I say, I'm still in awe.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I'm going to go on here. It says, divine order is the operating principle of the universe. It is what makes everything work together effectively and efficiently for good. For good, quote unquote, is an interesting phrase that has evolved in the human use of language. How ironic that its use now generally implies, quote, once and for all, or, quote, thank goodness it's over. Parenthesis, thank goodness, is another phrase of spiritual origin that is used so casually that its meaning is virtually ignored. Close quote. Perhaps one can perceive good in the ending of a situation, and, in fact, when a negative situation has ended, it truly is for good, quote unquote. But the general negative connotation of the phrase is unfortunate. But back to divine order. It is the ultimate operating system that is so perfect and reliable beyond the slightest doubt that conscious attention to it or concern about it is not necessary. The sun will rise each morning. The moon will appear in a specific stage of illumination on a day certain. The seasons will change. Living things will appear where once was nothing and eventually will vanish from sight again. Your mind controls your bodily functions without requiring the attention of your conscious mind. Know that the divine order will never fail you, for it is beyond the scope of human consciousness, and failure is a creation of the mind of man. You are one with me. You are one with the divine order of the universe. There is a divine plan for your stay on earth, and that plan is in divine order. But you must accept it and know that it will never fail. Divine order in your life and in the lives of all humans is real and as dependable as the divine order that you can see and understand in nature. But you must make the decision to accept it and to flow with it. You can choose to ignore its reality and allow the shifting winds of human consciousness to push you and to pull you and torment you, or you can refuse to give them power over you and instead fully trust and accept the good that is yours. Wow.
It's interesting. In recent years, the term perfection has been used a lot in the writings, and it's the same thing. And just as that said, and it talks about perfection, the human mind will never be able to comprehend perfection or divine order. We accept divine order as we see it around us and in the universe, and we don't think about it, but it's the stuff in our lives that we get caught up on. But if you can accept that we are creations of Source, just as the planets, just as the trees I'm looking at outside, just as the cells of our body, then all of that is in divine order. We don't have to think about it. We just accept it and allow it and expect it. That what the voice here is saying is, with divine order and with perfection, if you can just, you'll never understand it. You'll never accept that everything is perfect. You'll say, how can everything be perfect? What about this, you know, school shootings? What about, you know, tornadoes, blah, blah, blah? Well, our human mind can't understand it. But if we can accept that there's perfection there and live based on that acceptance, even though we can't understand it, then it says, you know, then you're experiencing the kingdom of God where everything is perfect.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it, it, you, you have to, it's like my setting aside my human mind's questioning about peanut butter, why would, you know, what does that have to do anything? And just allow and accept, okay, it's perfect, it doesn't matter, you know. But again, it's kind of the ultimate challenge, because that implies letting go and trusting and allowing and not feeling like we need to make things happen. But it's really hard. You know, it's really hard.
It's not so easy, is it? You do talk, I mean, you know, in section two, and by the way, talk about the sections and what each of them, what you intend for each section.
The book, when I, people, especially people who are on the spiritual path and think about this stuff a lot and have studied it, I will say to them, just, you know, open the book wherever you want, and it will, you know, you'll find what you need. For people who are new to this kind of thought, I always encourage them to just start at the beginning and work their way through, because it each section as it's presented lays a foundation for ones that follow. And just, this is just an interesting sidebar, but I had known all along that if I ever was going to do a book, it would be from that 3-month period. And when I finally said, okay, I'll do something, but I don't know what, I pulled out those 3 months worth of writings, and I started identifying themes and topics and categories, and I'd create Word documents for each of them. And and there were 40-some different themes or topics. And I hit a wall. And I said, I don't know what to do with it. You know, here's all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And after a couple months of struggling, I went away to a really remote location and took my computer. And by the end of the first day, I had an outline of how it all fit together with those sections. And by the end of the first week, I had a complete draft, a first draft of the book. But I didn't figure out that structure. Again, I just had all these different topics and kind of saying, help, you know, I don't know how to put them together. And all of a sudden, in a day, boom, there it was, and it was laid out in a logical order, and each chapter lays a part of the foundation for the ones that follow, and it's
wow,
pretty stunning.
And you didn't plan that; it all just fell into place.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow. I'm looking at the contents, and part one is an orientation to the journey. Part two is enjoying the adventure, and part three is other points of interest. And you have a total of 7 chapters in here. And
those 3 categories, you know, the subtitle for Lessons from the Source is A Spiritual Guidebook for Navigating Life's Journey. And it occurred to me that when we're taking a trip, you know, we'll often go to the store and buy a guidebook to that particular place that we're doing. And part of it is just sort of general information about the place. And another part is, okay, once you're there, here's some things you can do to improve your, you know, have more fun. And then there are certain parts of the guidebook that will appeal to some people, but not everybody. And, and you know, the life is the ultimate journey. You know, but there's no instructions. We all kind of figure it out as we go. And so again, the idea of tying these teachings into having a guidebook for life's journey, that was an inspiration. And I went to the bookstore and looked at a number of different guidebooks, and I thought, well, you know, they all approach it in a similar way. That here's some general information, and that general information about life is that, you know, we all are one. We're one with God and all creation. Our good is always here. We are physical, spiritual beings in a physical existence. We face challenges that really are illusionary, and yet we give power to them. It talks about how to let go of the negativity that we face and how to accept the good that's always there and how to access it. And it talks about flow, and it talks about guidance, and it talks about our entitlement to our good. And then part two, enjoying the adventure, goes into to concepts like belief and faith and trust and hope and gratitude and praise and anticipation of our good. It talks about setting goals. It talks about meditating. It talks about affirmations. It talks about joy and peace and love. It talks about how we magnetize ourselves for our good and how our actions affect other people. And you know, all this came together in a day, you know, when I got away from everything, and there was that structure. Hadn't thought about that in a long time. I'm glad you asked that question, because it was just...
It slowed, didn't it?
Yeah.
It just slowed. Yeah, and it's so funny. Just as I was clicking on magnetize yourself, you said magnetize yourself. And I love when that serendipity, the synchronicity clicks in at the same time when somebody's speaking and I click on something at the same time. You've had that experience, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. Nothing happens by coincidence, as we all know.
You're right. I just think it's all so funny. You know, we're speaking about divine timing, and then the divine timing was happening as I'm clicking through on the book on my Kindle, and you said the same words at the same time. I just love this book. I can't recommend it highly enough. I can't wait to talk with you about this more. And I want to just make sure everybody knows to go to lessonsfromthesource.com. They can find any of your books, actually, from that site. Is that right, Jack?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. And also on Kindle and Notes.
Lessons from the Source itself is available as a book, as an e-book, again, on both Kindle and Nook, and as an audiobook. So however you like it, there it is.
However you like it. Yeah, it is on audio, and it's you speaking the book, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. You have a great voice, so that'd be enjoyable to listen to. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Jack. I'm so, so happy that you called in today and that you shared your time with me. And I hope we can get together again for coffee and talk about some things. I'd love to get you doing some public speaking in the Portland, Oregon area. So don't fight me on this. Resistance is futile. Okay.
I look forward to talking to you again too, April. And you know, maybe we can have another conversation like this at some point.
I'd love to. All right. Well, thank you, Jack Armstrong, Lessons from the Source. Thank you so much for joining me today.
The pleasure indeed was mine. Thanks so much for your invitation.
Thank you, Jack. All right. Bye-bye. Everyone, I want to thank you for joining me today. Before we go, I want to bring on my good friend Helen Collins. She's a life coach, and she has a wonderful 12-week coaching program. So we're going to spend just a few minutes talking about that. It is a no-grain, no-pain weight loss program. And hi, Helen Collins. Hi, are you there?
Yes, indeed, April. And I have to say, Jack Armstrong is my new go-to guy, my new hero. I'm buying everything. I'm subscribing to everything he does. That's the end of that. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That guy
right.
Awesome.
I know. Every time I read anything from his book, I'm just like, I could almost just cry just because it's so moving. Right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I just love
absolutely. And, you know, it's
really
interesting
powerful.
That the things that you all were talking about kind of underscore my moving ahead with doing grain-free, pain-free weightloss.com because, and I think I was telling you about this on the telephone recently, and 2008, I came across something that I really wanted to teach very, very intensely. And also in 2008, I had this experience where I had debilitating pain, and I had, then I got sick, and, you know, I found a way to overcome the pain. And in the meantime, I lost weight. I lost 75 pounds and kept it off and continued to lose, and I decided that this was a gift, that the pain was a gift, that, you know, my desire to teach was a gift. And so that is why I'm actually doing this, was because it's a gift from God, and I feel like I need to move forward and do it. And I want to.
Yes.
I'm really inspired to.
So you're inspired because you noticed that when you gave up grain, you had no pain.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's why I call it grain-free, pain-free weight loss, right? Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to be teaching a 12-week program on how people can accomplish their weight loss goals through eliminating grain from their diet?
Absolutely, yeah, they can eliminate grain and lose weight effortlessly. Go from having no lap to having a lap, being able to buckle your seatbelt, being able to walk around, move around, and having that self-confidence of losing weight, releasing the weight, having the self-confidence and getting that self-esteem back, feeling like you can get back into life again, it's so incredible. I just don't even have words to put to it. So anyway, it's the teleseminar.
But we all need some help.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we all need help, and you're doing a teleseminar tomorrow to tell us about it. So where do they go to learn about this?
The teleseminar, you can go to Helen M., that's M as in Mary, Collins.com, and there's a place there that you can register for the teleseminar, and it gives you information about it. And when you register, you get a little bit free, a little freebie from me, too, a little bonus package. And and then the teleseminar is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And it'll go up to... yay! And it goes up to... about an hour, I'm thinking, is what it's going to be. And it's going to take you through how you can eliminate most or all of the pain by making simple changes, how these simple changes help you lose weight effortlessly, and how your current habits are harming you. And then when you feel like you want to make changes, but it's too much to take on by yourself, you're not alone. There is help. And so then we also talk about the coaching program at the end. And also at the end, I do have a bonus. So I encourage everybody who's on the call to stay on the call to the very end, because those are the people who are going to get the good bonus. So.
Yeah, and I just have to give my little testimonial that I've lost 60 pounds working with Helen. Yes. She's been my friend and my mentor for many, many years. And as of last week, I had lost a total of 60 pounds. I dropped gluten and sugar from my diet and most dairy products as well. And we were talking about how it's essentially effortless. Yes, you do have to make a decision, and you stick to that decision. But certainly if you fall off the bandwagon, you just dust yourself off and get back on. And it's not losing weight because I don't want to find it again. So I'm releasing and discharging it. But grain, no pain, weight loss, and HelenMCollins.com for more information on the 12-week weight loss program. Right, Helen?
That's absolutely right. Thank you very much, April. And I have to tell you that it's been an absolute joy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you could join me for I love you, and we talk again soon. But I enjoyed having you, and I think it is a nice tie-in with what Jack had to say and lessons from the source, because we are having a physical experience here, and
let's just
make it a much happier, pain-free experience, right? Because I have no more pain. I forgot to mention that I have no more pain from fibromyalgia.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's
really amazing, yeah. And, you said you've given up gluten, sugar, and a lot of dairy. And, the bottom line is there's a whole lot of food out there that doesn't include gluten and sugar and dairy.
And sugar,
Yeah, exactly.
I eat quite well.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Well, not that, but I mean, it's like there's plenty of food out there. So, you know, just make a decision to have a healthier life and enjoy your life. And that is also in divine order, as we were referring to with Lessons from the Source with Jack Armstrong.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it is in divine order for you to contact Helen to get your coaching so you can get your pain and your weight under control finally, once and for all. Because believe me, no matter how much weight you have to lose or gain, maybe there's some people listening that need to gain some weight, you can do it. I mean, you know, I used to think that I would never get some of this weight off. And believe me, I used to just not even bother. But now I have gotten 60 of it off, and I am thrilled. And now I want to do more because I feel like, oh, God, I can do this thing. You know, so I want to keep going.
That is the great thing is that, you know, I used to struggle with weight. You used to struggle with weight. And neither of us is struggling anymore. You know, we both know that what we're doing is going to take us where we want to go. And that is the gift that people are going to get when they get into the grain-free, pain-free weight loss program.
I love it. So HelenMCollins.com and to sign up because tomorrow's teleseminar and the 12-week program does start pretty soon. And I know she's got some incentives for you. So I highly recommend her. Please just go check her out, HelenMCollins.com. Okay, Helen?
Awesome. Thank you very much, April.
Thank you for joining me. I'll talk to you soon.
You betcha.
Thanks
a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And thank you, everyone, for joining me. We did go a few minutes over today, but I am here every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, each and every Monday here on the Angel Radio Network, and I appreciate you joining me. And if you'd like to listen to this show anytime, just go ahead and click on the link that you see on Facebook, facebook.com/Angel Radio Network, or go to facebook.com/AprilReynolds44, and I will be happy to assist you on that. So I look forward to talking with you next week. I've got Angel Intuitive Eddie Mullins joining me, and also that's on June 23rd. And on June 30th, I have the astrologer Deborah Silverman will be joining me. So until then, have a great week, everyone, and I send you angel blessings. Take care. Bye-bye.